Goodbye, Daddy.
Okay, I got the smoke for a cutie on
Wait,
a couple
I'm sending
topics.
A Valentine's date idea.
Sit, please.
Where are you getting a phone call from?
Sit.
Kaya, sit.
Sit. Lay down. Lay down.
Did you roll? Hey.
Lay down.
He's rolling.
Okay, I have
I'm sharing this profile with you. They're so great. I'm trying to make Will Neff's Valentine's Day perfect. Here you go.
I do think Valentine's Day is a fucking scam.
Well,
it is.
Well,
it's
right.
A corporate holiday. Speaking of corporations,
if you need a holiday to do something,
I've got
special
some, I've got something to rant
one.
About too.
Oh,
but
sorry.
No, please, no, we'll I don't want to rant. Hassan was about to say something.
We're all about to rant.
We're waiting. I'm waiting for Cutie to put the phone down so I can unload.
What is it this?
I got the smoke. Two things. Uh-huh. One playful. One serious. Playful smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped what like. 35, 55, however many bills on this fucking rainforest shit. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And someone still has not followed through on any of the live streams.
You're really hard. You are difficult.
Don't even fucking pull
okay.
that shit with me.
Well, what do you... What
no,
do you,
I've been waiting. I've been waiting for the streamer awards to be over so that I
You're
can...
You're supposed to go ice skating with Blau. You're supposed to do goat yoga with Will.
Mm-hmm.
You just bought Ludwig.
Uh-huh. I bought Ludwig.
What do you want to do with him?
We'll figure
We're
that out.
We're going to fuck his brains out.
Yeah. We're
is
going
that,
to...
Is that I'm, all you... Is that those who you bought?
I'm going to butt fuck him.
Did you buy someone else?
Fuck yeah. Fuck your boy.
We're going to spit roast Ludwig.
Yeah.
Right
yeah,
in front of you.
Yeah.
You're
on
gonna,
stream?
You're going to sit in the cuck chair and you're going to watch us dismantle
yeah.
you.
That is... Okay. You would. You guys would, too. Yeah.
We're going to do goat yoga first so we can, you know, open up our bodies and...
Goat yoga, I think...
Get a healthy stink on.
I think they can do it in your backyard, but Kaya has to stay inside.
I'm going
to
do it in Ludwig's backyard.
No,
we're gonna fuck him on the yard set.
We're gonna have sexual intercourse with your
Where,
boyfriend.
Yeah.
Did you
yeah.
just buy three? I feel like you bought four.
I don't remember. I bought a lot. You should know this. You're the event organizer.
I know. I should.
That was a lot of money.
I know.
Well, I did.
He didn't
feel
it.
Well, at one point,
Ray bought me, and
yeah,
then
you guys did
we
that.
Already did that.
Yeah.
By the way, we're gonna do goat yoga on my channel.
What? No.
That way, it gets the maximum
do,
views.
Do you do yoga?
Oh,
okay, shut up, bitch.
Will Neff is famous now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I'm
guys.
The fucking captain now.
Yeah,
He's
guys.
Captain
I'm done. I quit. I quit.
Yeah.
It's over.
Listen,
look, I've said this.
You could
so
just
many,
get in the backpack now, old
yeah,
man.
Yeah. So many times I've said this. I literally kept saying, like, Will, I have a ceiling. I have a ceiling. How many times have I told you
yeah.
this? I was like, bro, I do politics. I have a ceiling. You are an entertainer.
Yeah, you don't have a
You
ceiling.
Don't have a ceiling. There's going to be a day where you fucking pass me
yeah.
and then I'm going to be fucking holding on
no,
in the
it's,
background.
It's the Vegeta Goku thing where it's like, I take longer to power up. So you got to fight the boss first. But once I'm there.
Yeah. That's yeah. Wait, why are you Goku? Well, like, okay.
We all knew it. Will.
I want to be a Dragon Ball.
There's going to, we all know it. Will. There's going to be a day you won't pick up the phone.
It's
here
sooner than you think.
It's here. No, it's here.
My main goal
bro,
is to
asked,
blow
I asked,
up.
I asked three times. I was like, hey, one, presented a trip. Two, asked like, Will, are you going to be here for the pod?
Okay. Presented a trip. This man said, hey, the week after Streamer Awards, which is in how many days, Kitty?
Seven
days. So. 10 days from now, he's like,
Australia.
You want to go to Australia?
Yes.
Yeah, no, he says this, and I, Will, your response is exactly what we needed.
Yeah, no.
You mean next week?
I told you this even before I addressed the group chat, and you didn't want to do it.
Two
you
days before.
It.
Yeah,
you didn't
I'm
want
so
to do
sorry.
It. No, it's
just
not
give me a little
before.
Bit more lead time.
It was not
Hold
today,
on.
2 days before.
Let me just get on Delta and buy
a
$15,000 ticket
the
to Australia.
The real reason is because, you travel quite a bit.
Yes, I do.
It adds up way more than one trip to Australia.
Yes.
Cut your fucking trips all around the goddamn country. No. And I'm not even talking about fucking Oregon to
okay.
Oregon Ooh. To Los Angeles. I'm talking about other places
like,
that you have to go to.
Yes, I know I do, but it's much cheaper to go to Florida, okay,
yeah.
than
yeah.
it is.
Cut it down. Cut your... cut your little gay trips to Florida.
No.
Then you can get one fucking massive gay trip to Australia. It's gay as hell.
Calling him gay.
Thank you. I would like to
start
go
slurring.
To I would like to go to Australia.
Uh-huh.
But just give me a little bit. Give me a second. Why is every time we have to go on a trip it's like we're leaving in 3 days?
Because
yeah, it's like the last chopper out of Saigon.
Yeah. Because here's why. Because we're all busy people. I have fantasized about going to Australia for a year now, leading up.
But okay.
And we never established an actual time to do it.
You have a destructive cycle where you plan a trip 5 seconds before you leave.
Yes.
You get there, it's a mess. And then you're like, oh, it's not what I thought it would be.
No,
it's
not true. I have a great
plan
time.
For like a month and
Japan?
Actually set things
Japan.
Up.
Say Japan was a mess.
Japan could have been.
See the greatest.
Japan was great, but
it was the greatest experience of your life.
It was so fucking stressful, and it did not need to be that way.
It was the greatest experience of your life.
He is so stressful to travel with. He shows up with like a fucking duffel bag because he won't chuck a bag. He's stressed out. He bitches.
I don't think they like you.
No, I love him. He's so.
I love him.
It's okay.
Yeah, we love him.
He's my man. But I just know. No, it's like a married couple. As a married couple, I love him. But I know sometimes I got to lay the law down. We need to plan Australia. There needs to be a lead in. We can't just go to the other side of the world.
Okay. I'm going to.
Yes. Agreed.
I will go and do recon for you guys.
No.
Wait, what? This is the funniest part because I know if I go. Even if I go by myself
Austin's
and like
gonna have FOMO.
Set up a bunch of podcasts, like with the cold ones and like deal with all those people, I'll definitely bring March with me too.
Not allowed.
You will be fucking so mad. At least he's got a lot of shit going on. He doesn't give a fuck.
No, my tub show is about to start.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care.
You're not going to see me. I'm going to be traveling the country in everybody's bathtub.
I'm literally
going to
like,
see me.
Assemble a crew.
You're going to get a call too.
Like, I'm going to take extra Emily instead of Cutie. I'm going to take Aiden instead of you because he's funnier and gayer.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
And then instead of Will, I don't know who I'll
Jack
find.
Jack Black,
Will
that's the only celebrity
yeah,
that matches.
Who will I'll find someone to replace Will with, okay? And I'm going to go do my own fucking like fear and down on the
edition. You're not going. You need us.
He doesn't.
You
okay, I'm going to be honest.
He does half the episode
Austin
without us. Austin's
show now is going to end up going with you because he can't be left out.
Yeah, 100%.
He's already panicking. Yeah.
You know what's funny?
I just need, I we need, had this conversation. I need to bring my friend with me.
We literally, this conversation that is happening
and
is not
street twinks.
Is not happening twinks. For the first time. You might think, oh, that's crazy. It seems Austin and Hassan are having this conversation. No, verbatim, we had this exact same conversation where I told him, Austin, I'm probably going to go no matter what. Yeah. And I know for a fact,
Austin,
you are
cannot
hate
bring
it.
Street twinks.
He's
to
not
Australia.
Going.
You are
Hassan, you're not
it.
Going.
He's going.
You can't stop
are
me.
Are you going?
He's
going
to go.
Are you legitimately going?
There's a very high likelihood.
He's definitely
going to
go.
I will
Lev's
go.
Going.
I've been thinking about it a lot. And I think I just need to pull the trigger.
How long are you going
to
be
The reason why it's always.
When Austin just realized he has to go to Australia.
Wait. How long are you going? How long are you going to be gone for?
Probably for a week.
Oh, that's not that bad. So how many podcasts are you going to miss?
One.
No, I will probably do a podcast there.
So just one?
But he'll do Fear End in Australia.
Like, I'll probably do Fear End in Australia. I'll bring March with me.
I'll take a week off. Perfect.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Maybe for 2 weeks.
No, I think you should do it for 1 week.
I think 2 weeks.
There's
a lot of content creators out there. But that's the... My goal always like was to go to that side of the world, maybe go to Japan, maybe go to China, but obviously I can't do that stuff.
I just think we need to be together.
Listen, okay, money where my mouth is.
I'm not going anyway.
Set up the fucking Thailand stream and I'm going.
All right,
set
done.
It up.
Yeah, what no, I mean, Thailand? As the biggest streamer in the room now, it is my responsibility to carry you guys and to uplift.
Set the fucking Thailand stream up and let's go.
I want
to
go.
Because I said I'm down as fuck to do that, like a week in Thailand or 2 weeks in Thailand, however many.
Kickbox training.
Yeah. I'm fucking down as shit to do that. Yeah, Cutie's not coming. I already dropped that, but we can bring extra Emily.
Cutie will just.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've made an agreement, me and extra Emily. She'll fill my place. We don't have to pay her a thing.
Cutie is
it's awesome.
Cutie keeps sending me every time there's a plane crash, she texts me me about it.
Can we also maybe just for one of the trips, it'd be really funny, hire a blonde person to wear an iPad on their face the whole time.
They could just, we could just have an actor study me for a month and then just see what they do.
They would Margot never, Robbie.
They would never be able to recreate you, my queen.
True.
They would. They could just zone out 90% of the time.
They would never. You are irreplaceable.
Okay.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah.
Okay, off to the second story. Now we got the serious smoke.
What?
Oh, you're fucked.
Taylor Swift is a environmental terrorist, and you must address her crimes against the environment.
No, this is, I'm going to defend Taylor
Swift.
She
buys enough carbon something to offset.
That's what I was going to say, because that's a scam.
No,
she does it.
No. This pisses me off, cutie. I'm totally on your side.
Hey, whatever Austin says.
This pisses me the fuck off. I was sitting there. Like, could you imagine Taylor Swift on Delta Airlines? Go fuck yourself.
Yes,
no fucking way could she. She would be such a disruption to air travel. Yeah. And there's no way she can fly public
two things I think are super whack that need to be eliminated entirely are private jets in general. Like, you can have smaller jets or whatever the fuck, or you can have like elite level jet status or whatever, but it should still be commercial travel. And the other one is cruise ships. And you like
I
both
think
of those.
Cruise
things.
Ships should, well, yeah. Not I jets, think cruise but. Ships need to go away.
Okay, yeah, but, my global footprint's pretty insane.
Yeah.
Are you going to defend Taylor Swift?
I mean, I think it's crazy how much flack she gets in comparison to like Travis Scott or the Kardashians. They fly
Travis
more.
Travis Scott got a ton of flack when his concert killed people.
Well, yeah, but for the flight thing.
Yeah, no.
He flies more than
that. Well, I think when the bar is set at people died at your show, it kind of feels like a step back to be like, you have a bad carbon footprint.
Yeah, you also have a bad carbon footprint.
Just,
remember when you killed
funny
people?
Because it's kind of like they can't find anything to be mad about, so they're like, her carbon footprint compared to Travis Scott. They look in the agenda and they're like, killed people. Kardashians, they look in the agenda and they're like,
killed people,
have plastic surgery. Like they just find
stuff.
And but they're that low down that this is the thing. And I do agree. She obviously flies a fucking lot, but I don't know how she's supposed to do her job.
So
I think she's arguably the most famous woman on the planet right now.
It's fair.
And I mean, I don't know how. Like,
I agree.
Let's look at Joe Biden's carbon footprint.
Yeah.
One of the funniest parts about this, by the way, is that like Dua Lipa apparently flies commercial and people were like celebrating her. And I'm like, bitch, she's flying first class. It's not like, what do you mean? We're celebrating rich and famous people for flying commercial? Like, that blows my mind.
I have a thought. But I think Travis Scott is Taylor Swift for teenage men.
Marsh said, whoa.
Yeah.
Elaborate.
I think to everyone outside his fan base, he's mid.
I don't know him.
Ooh.
I don't really listen to
him. To be fair,
him.
Taylor Swift's fan base is the entire world. So Will's not saying Taylor Swift is mid.
Yeah.
Will's just saying that the some of the people some of the people that are outside of the fan base find her mid. Not me. I would never say that.
They're fine. They're fine. I just don't. The adoration, I don't understand either one.
I don't know Travis Scott. You don't understand the adoration for Taylor? I've explained it.
Yeah, but like,
we're not the target
demo. But
she's
not a celebrity. She's like a sun god.
Yeah, oh, we're also not the target demo either. So like, we will never understand it.
Do you know, Spicy Tea, her new album that she's dropping?
Dead Poets Society or whatever?
Tortured Poets Department. It's a direct whack.
Watch a Robin Williams movie one time.
It's a direct whack at Joe Alwyn because he had a group chat with his friends called Tortured Men's Club.
Who the fuck is Joe Alwyn?
Her ex-boyfriend.
Her ex-boyfriend, duh, before Travis.
Scott?
No, Kelsey.
Yeah, Travis Scott. Taylor Swift is dating Travis Scott.
I don't know if she maybe dated him at one point.
Travis Kelsey.
Yeah. I didn't know if there was another Travis.
Oh.
It's hard to keep up
with. Are you
trying
to say Taylor dates a lot of men?
No.
She's a 34-year-old small bean.
There's plenty of valid criticisms. That is not one of them.
Yeah. She's a small bean that is 34 years old. What was I going to say? God damn it. Oh, as far as the carbon footprint thing, what Cutie's talking about is the like Taylor Watch Twitter account.
Oh, yeah.
Had a super viral post about like the actual worst offenders as far as like carbon footprint goes, like who's done more private jet trips, and Taylor Swift wasn't on that list. But like, Taylor Swift definitely is on that list. It's just she wasn't on that list that someone else had compiled.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, no, she's she definitely is.
I believe she flies a lot.
She flies a lot personally, but she also charters her flights personally, like, because she owns a private jet.
Yeah.
So when you own a private jet, well, yeah.
I thought she sold one or something.
You charter them.
Just recently.
So you basically, it's like Airbnb-ing out your fucking PJ.
You know what's funny is, I don't know if I've told this story before, but when I met Taylor Swift, it was during the Red Tour, and if I recall, I didn't know what to say to her. And I said something about...
You named her your dog or something?
No, that's what I should have. I should have told her about my dog. But I didn't. I told her about how I worked at Old Navy.
Okay.
And at the time, Old Navy had a bunch of commercials with planes in them. I don't know why. It was like, new arrivals at Old Navy. And they were like, planes. And that was like the thing.
9/11.
And she said to... No, I was not working at Old Navy at 9/11. I was 8 or something. How old was I?
7.
No, oh my gosh, I just aged
Old
myself.
Navy, $5 fleeces. 6. A second 6. Plane yeah. has hit the tower. Yeah.
No.
these deals will blow your mind. Like Tower 7. Why did it blow up?
That's a good point.
She said to me, she was like, oh, they have the commercial with the planes. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, I just bought a plane.
And you were like, how relatable.
I was like, that's crazy.
She
was like,
said
ooh.
That?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
What a flex.
Oh my God, I just bought a plane.
And
wow.
I was like, I'm afraid of flying. And that I was our conversation.
I just bought a plane. That's so crazy
and
to
it's
say
funny
to
now because I like remember what she was like. I just bought
oh
a plane.
Oh my God, yeah. That's so crazy.
You were there for that.
I was there for that.
It was her pivotal moment.
Kind of a part of the whole.
Oh
I
my God,
help.
You're the reason why she.
I'm the reason she flies. Yeah,
yeah. You're the reason
yeah,
why she.
I gave her the courage.
That's what I mean. She's polluting. She's killing sea turtles and you are directly responsible for it because you gave her the courage.
If I had Taylor Swift's money, I'd be so much worse.
We know.
I'd have a 787.
We know.
We know.
Like I would have a huge plane that would just like struggle to land at private airports.
Air Twink? Yeah.
Yeah. I would be landing at like I would have to like land at like I couldn't land at Teterboro because my plane I'd have to land at like JFK.
He'd have an app for like hot boys where they could fly for free, but they had to submit like a picture. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
yeah,
something.
You wouldn't have an Airbus, you'd have an Airbus.
We know. And
I'd
you would
also,
always,
but also
you would also always
would
try
too.
To fly it yourself.
Me?
Will Neff, you would have it.
Fuck
would,
no.
You would have an excessive jet, wouldn't you?
No, I'd
really?
Have a boat.
See, both of us would have a carbon footprint that's very large.
I feel like you could buy a boat.
I want a sailboat. So like, when okay.
I don't think he was talking like super mega yacht. He's
no,
talking
I,
like
I,
a sailboat.
I want a boat.
You could buy one.
I want to be at Catalina Island, and that's like.
Do this.
Yeah, I don't have time, cutie, to go take care of a teak wood boat.
Will and
you
I are inevitably going to
that's a full-time commitment.
Yeah,
Will and I are inevitably going
boat boy.
To this is okay. like and this is a,
I don't
a,
think Will
ten,
wants to hang out with you anymore.
This is a 10-year standing promise.
No, he's gonna be my husband.
Will and I are gonna get heterosexually gay married
don't
and live
me.
In like Thailand or somewhere like that where we run a bar.
Mm.
I was talking with the other day. And like there's just things that have happened on Twitch that I have no idea that occurred.
Yeah.
Like
did
somebody
you know that the Streamer Awards is happening?
I got banned.
Yeah, I figured that out like by looking at Twitter. No, I get Twitter now because I'm not on Twitter enough. Like Twitter keeps sending me messages like you need to come on Twitter.
Wait, I don't even think I texted you. Oh, I did. Oh.
Congrats,
said,
hold on the announcement. What
I
time
said,
was that
congrats
at?
Congrats on the announcement and I spelled announcement wrong.
What time was that at?
Nice.
Monday
9:04 p.m.
Monday at 9:04. Hold on. Give me a second. I sent mine at Tuesday at 8:12 a.m.
No wonder I didn't respond. I was asleep.
I know, but you know what? Fine. You wake up and my messages aren't at the top of your inbox anymore. I get it.
Yeah, no, he's the biggest streamer in the room, so that's just how it works, baby.
No, Kaya is. Look at her.
She is.
I have something to say. About American
what?
Airlines. I went on a Twitter tirade.
I saw.
Nobody, I deleted it, but.
What happened?
I fucking went after American Airlines and I said, you are disgusting.
Why, what
he did.
Happened?
He was like,
I was like, you are disgusting.
Woman.
You are a disgrace to humanity.
What happened?
Okay, so this is what happened. And this,
he's
this,
not using
this
his
is
words,
through,
yeah.
This is through a friend, okay? This happened to a friend that was, coming to see me, but a friend that was coming to see me, Okay. So this particular friend this particular friend of mine had lost their debit card. Mm. Okay. And they lost their debit card and they got a digital debit card. But so they couldn't pay for a bag in person somehow. And so, and they had checked in on the app, on the American Airlines app. So like they like could, there was no physical way to pay for a bag online. So he goes to the airport and he shows up with a bag and he has like a legal form of payment. He's trying to pay for the bag. They will not let him pay for the bag because they don't accept Apple Pay and they don't accept that. He can't call the airline. The airline cannot uncheck him in. He has, in a world in which you can do digital payments all the time, he cannot pay for the bag. They were willing to let him miss his flight and over a $35 bag.
Easy solution. Talk to the person behind you in line, ask them to spot you to 30, and you PayPal.
I know, but the insanity of this, it got me going. I went on a tirade. The lack of humanity with airlines in general, American Airlines, United, whatever, the lack of humanity, the way that they treat the consumer, and they get fucking away with it.
It's all about
Caroline got in a fight with TSA on the way to Austin.
Why?
Or on the way to Vegas. So I bought her an Alexander McQueen bag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And on the top of it is a fake pair of brass knuckles that are like bolted into the leather bag, but they're also tiny, like they're a decoration.
So funny.
And so this TSA agent was like, "You're bringing trying to bring a weapon through security. This is a misdemeanor. Like, you can go to jail."
Oh my God.
And Caroline was not having it. She was like, "Shut the fuck up, you stupid motherfucker." Like,
was she cursing at him?
Yeah, because he was trying to say, like, he was going to call the cops on a misdemeanor. She's like, "It's a bag, you fucking moron. There's literally like thousands of these."
Oh my God. What ended up happening?
So he was like, "Yeah, I'm going to rip the brass knuckles off the bag and keep them." And she's like, "No, you're fucking not." And she grabbed the bag and went back, checked the bag and went back through security.
Oh my God. What a fucking nightmare.
But the guy was like power tripping. Because she's flown with that bag. Like,
of course. Yeah. No, that's ridiculous.
There's just one TSA agent having a bad day.
But
that happened to me in Europe when they were like, they didn't know what a Steam Deck was.
Yeah.
And like pulled it out and were like, "What's this? Like, we might need to keep it." I'm like, no.
Then with my wallet, what is this?
Yeah. This is crazy. You can play games on this? That's great. You can't have that on the flight.
They confiscated my spice bomb that Will had put me on a spice bomb, and it's a grenade in England. They're like, "Mate, sorry, you can't fly with it."
Yeah, you can't fly with it. I'm going to be using it today.
It looks like something that's dangerous.
Yeah, but it's not. But we know it's not. But you can't because it looks like it.
We don't have object permanence over here.
It feels like you're fucking the famous Austin show.
Yeah.
That is the one accent you can do.
Can I be in your movie?
Yeah.
It's like
it could be in a movie. Yeah.
I like that she only does that for everything, though. That's like her stand in. It'd be like, "Oh, do like a Japanese accent or something."
"Oh, I've got it. Konnichiwa."
I love it.
That's Australian.
"Oh.
Konnichiwa.
Oh, you fucking beauty."
Yeah.
"Oh, you beauty."
What were you going to say?
That's fucking nice.
What are you guys wearing to the Streamer Awards?
I'm going shopping today, actually. I was going
to
order
something. My team is in communication with Rick Owens. I'm trying to get one of the Rick and Owens inflatable suits.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
What are these words? He said, "My team."
Who's your team?
Is in communication with
the
rig.
I'm the biggest streamer in the world. Guys, I can't explain things to you anymore. Okay?
Will you raid me?
No. Aww. Yeah, we tried to raid you last night and you got banned, you ding dong.
For the record, it was Omegle. I would like to make it very clear. I got banned for showing Omegle.
Showed some dick. Here, one of these.
Oh, yeah.
We're not gonna do matching suits. That's awkward.
That's what I want.
That's
the one. That's the one I want.
You've changed.
Wait.
You've changed.
I've not changed.
You've changed.
I've not. Hey, ass dick. You remember the last time we tried to do matching suits?
Halloween?
Why don't you guys dumb and dumber?
No, not Halloween. The last fucking Streamer Awards.
You didn't show
up. We had matching Japanese suits, and you ended up wearing a fucking Gucci suit.
Well, it was sponsored.
Oh no! I had to wear the Dolce and Gabbana. No! It was no. They forced me.
I
they forced me.
I was getting paid.
Dog, they literally.
The fact that you are coming at me and saying you've changed when you are the habitual offender.
No, you don't understand. I literally brought that with me to the event thinking that I would be able to wear it. And Dolce & Gabbana was like, no, Hassan, you have to wear
when
it.
When you miss your son's birthday, there is no valid excuse.
It wasn't even my choice. It was to help her out.
You should have thought of that before I bought the matching suit. Thank
okay,
you.
Well, you've worn Thank it you. So
Can
much, and I have
as
well.
You guys think Dumb and Dumber suits? Please.
No, let's wear something fucking sick. What do you mean?
No, because I'm gonna have a powder blue tuxedo, and everybody's gonna be like, he looks like an idiot, and then he's gonna show up in a different suit and be like, oh, I'm sorry, dude, Kaya pee-peed on my suit.
Okay, that, first of all, that would be a valid excuse as well, but
see? He's already come up with that.
Yeah. No, you came up with
would
that.
Would you put the gun down for God's
sake?
Put the gun down.
No, if I don't get the Rick Owens suit, I'm gonna find out today or tomorrow. I'm gonna go to Polo Purple Label.
Why that?
Because I have a really good relationship with them, and I think I'm going to let them pick me out an outfit and tailor it. I was trying to invite you.
Wait, I want to do that.
I'm a preferred customer now, so they give me my own fitting room, which is much bigger than this trash.
Can you stream it?
They bring me champagne. Yeah, they bring me champagne and food.
Can I stream it?
Try stuff.
Can I stream
it? That's awesome. Yeah. You know why that is? I took my dad on a shopping spree when he came for his cruise.
Oh.
And I.
But he took a cruise too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's 90.
So I put on for my dad. I don't spend much money on myself, but my dad, I put on
what,
airs.
Of course you do. What cruise line did he go on?
Viking, I think.
Oh, yeah. Those are great cruises.
He did a month long.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He loved it. He's looking great.
Yeah, I know. Him and I, maybe I'll go on a cruise with your dad.
But yeah, if you want to go to Polo and sit down and get fitted.
I would love to do
Austin,
that.
Austin, you should go.
Wait.
I would love to do that and get matching suits.
No.
Can we stream it?
We can absolutely stream it. Well, I'll hit my guy.
I'm definitely shopping for an outfit.
I would love to do that. I was planning on doing a.
You
I was
do
planning
that?
On doing
March
a.
Marsh wants to go. Oh,
I was planning on doing a stream
day.
Anyway.
I'm busy, but you. Yay.
How much are they?
I mean, it depends on what you buy.
Will buy it for you.
No, he
Will's
won't.
The biggest streamer.
He has to
buy it now. True. Yep, that's right.
I guess it's true.
I need this. I need this, Will. I need this.
Austin's going to start making you pay for coffee.
No, but.
I paid for coffee.
Their stuff is really cool. And it feels like old Rodeo. The other stores on Rodeo, like, they're all like cold, and you come in and they're like, give us your credit card, you fucking poor.
Yeah.
And you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Polo, they bring you in. They're like, would you like anything to eat? Would you like a champagne?
Perfect. Oh, what kind of food do they serve you?
They have a whole restaurant.
Oh my God.
The fuck?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
The like, Polo Lounge?
Damn,
oh, I guess that is the restaurant.
I love that.
It's dope.
I'm trying to determine whether I'm going to go like super formal or slutty.
I got to tell you, as I get older, there's nothing cuter than spoiling my dad.
Aw.
Making my dad flustered with, he's like, you don't have to do this, William. And I'm like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
My parents hate it. Bring out some more jackets.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
My parents hate it. They won't let me do it. My dad gets like so mad at me.
My dad didn't want me to either. I sabotaged him. You know what I did? Listen to this. This is fucking brilliant. This is how I got my dad to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Bought him a pair of shoes. Got the wrong size on purpose.
That's
And then I was
so
like,
genius.
That's so weird. That was your size. So I was like, we got to go try them on at the store.
That's
so I got his ass in the store.
Genius.
And I was like, while we're here, let's try on some coats.
That's smart.
And he's
that's
like,
smart.
William, I don't need any coats. And I was like, bring in the coats.
That's awesome. That's and smart. He fell for it.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, that's
fucking
amazing.
Rude.
I can't even,
that's awesome.
I can't even buy my dad like business class tickets without him chirping at me. Like, I'm like, come on, dad. Like, that's insane. And he's like, no, this is too expensive. It's like, come on, dude. Just take it. Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah, my dad. My mom and dad just take everything that I
have. Yeah, no.
They don't contest it.
They don't contest. My mom is like that now. I think I broke the seal with her at least. Like, she expects it now. So that's good.
Yeah.
But my dad still is like very much like, no, if we're going on a family trip, everyone has to fly economy. I'm like, I'm going to buy the tickets. Like, what are you saying?
Wait, he wants you to buy economy?
No. Yeah,
you're one of the rare people who should never fly economy, not because of how much money you have.
My whole
you're
family.
Just too fucking big.
Yeah, my dad
too. Big.
My dad's also
I mean,
tall
all
and
like
very large.
7 feet tall.
If
and
I was
so
in a
Marat.
Plane next to you, this is misery.
Yeah.
This is me having to be like, how many more hours do we have to Japan?
It's the funniest thing is like we as a family are all way too large anyway. So I'm like, dad, let me buy the tickets. He's like, no. We are all flying economy. I'm like, you are
Your
insane.
Dad's a big dude, too.
He's a big boy.
That's why I'm like, you're insane. You're an insane person. Like, this is unacceptable. No. Drake's meat in his private jet.
I haven't seen this. I think I'm getting old.
You are.
Because I have not seen this at all. I haven't seen anything. Too busy. I just don't care about his dick, to be honest.
You are. It's nice.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Can you pull it up, Marsh?
No.
No.
Okay. Even though he seemingly likes the fact that it, you know, went out because he had a response to Aiden Ross laughing about it. Because Aiden Ross was, you know, glazing him up, saying, "You have a missile on God. You have a beautiful voice.
Aiden Ross was so weird.
Texting him, being like, "You have a missile, dude." Like,
he was texting him?
He was sending him a voice message, like, "Drake, I can't believe you have an angelic voice. You are an incredible fucking multiple platinum winning artist. Like, you're rich as hell. You're the top of the game. And you have a fat cock. Like, I can't believe it on God."
He did get shot in Degrassi. That was unlucky.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, turns out he was just lugging that dick around on that wheelchair. That's what it was, the old dick.
That's crazy. Yeah. Apparently it's big.
Allegedly.
I saw it when it first popped on the timeline. I didn't have to seek it out, to be fair. It was like one of those ethical ways of seeing it where I was like, what the fuck? Is this shit? Because it
did
was
you
like
do one of these.
You ethically source your dick pic?
Well, yeah, because I didn't know
grass fed dick pic.
Yeah. I did not know if it was like, am I supposed to be seeing this? Is he comfortable with this or not? You know what I mean? It's like a weird ethical situation. And on the first go around, I would say that I thought it was like much larger than it actually is, but it was just like, I mean, that shit was like a slinky. It was going left and right.
Where did it get seen?
He sent it to, I believe, maybe a porn star that he was hooking up with or something.
Type.
Nice.
And it's just like he has a bed in his PJ, his 767?
Yeah, 767. Yeah.
He has a 767 that he owns.
Damn, that was from a plane?
Yeah,
that
in the bed of so a plane sick. Where there is a mirror right in front of his bed. And he's just like, kind of just like, you know, playing around with it, flim flam.
He pulled a good move where he got it like 80% hard.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't like fully turgid. It still had a little fucking...
And the other good move, he cupped it at the balls, basically. So like that makes it look like...
The bedroom in a private jet is just naturally shrunk down. So all of the surrounding area...
Yeah, true. But it is a 767. I think he had a full king.
But really...
Mm. That's crazy. Someone was driving that plane while he was just...
Yes, that's what I was thinking about. So he's just whipping his dick around.
Fucking planes.
Yeah, what are you talking about? He has a 767 with bedrooms in it. He's definitely doing way worse shit in there than just touching his wee wee.
He's so fucking hot to fuck.
Dude, think about what's going on in Air Force One when Trump had it. Direct flights to Epstein
Island. Trump doesn't fuck, canonically. I think Trump is ace.
You don't think he fucks anymore?
No, I don't think Trump has ever like fucked for pleasure. I think he fucks for power.
Ooh.
Like
that's
kind of
hot.
Like a rapist.
That's not hot.
Yeah. I do believe that he is like canonically ace in my head canon at least. Like, he does not strike me as the type of person who like enjoys sexual pleasures. I think he's more like he's just doing it to like have a hot wife that other men will look up to and go, that's a demonstration of power right there. He's also very sassy.
Yeah, he's very sassy.
He doesn't strike me as the type of dude who's into fucking. He's more of like I'm going to eat my McDonald's and watch Fox News kind of guy.
Mm.
Or watch TV.
I watch Fox News because it's so wildly entertaining.
What's crazy is I get called parasocial and you just broke down Donald Trump's sex life.
He's the president.
Former.
That you're parasocial with?
No, well, future.
Future, yeah, dude. Every time I'm like thinking, oh, we can do this, Joe. And then then I go and I see a clip and I'm like, oh, God.
The only way that we can do this, Joe, is if Joe has a fucking aneurysm and dies.
Yeah. And then
Joe, that literally we are now at the point where the Crypt Keeper is keeping our nation hostage. Like the best thing that can happen for us is if Joe Biden suffers a heart attack.
Yeah. I mean, he needs to. Do you think that there's pressure internally to get him to not run?
Oh, yeah. But like, the hubris of him is just like, I'm going to run no matter what.
So bad. I mean, he's literally going to.
Bro, there was pressure when he first got elected.
Yeah.
Where the people were like, don't run again, please.
Is there a reality in which, let's say he comes to his senses right now, I mean, in the next
couple
months.
He has no
senses
left.
But let's just say he did, you know, and do the Democrats have enough time to put in another candidate?
I mean, we live in an internet era. You can put a candidate up same day, in my opinion, if you have the right splash.
Gavin. We need him.
Gabby.
That's why I was trying to explain to Hassan, like, yeah, California's got their issues, but they don't care. He's hot.
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama's great, too.
I want Michelle Obama.
Is there
to be
any
president.
Chance, Hassan, that Biden doesn't run? Any shot?
Death.
Is there?
I said death.
If Will is correct.
If he got so sick or died, who would they put in? Would they put Gavin
bro,
in?
Bro, he's already sick. He's already dead.
Thank you. Like, what do you mean? I love that Hassan's verbatim on everything I say.
What do you mean? Like, oh, if he got so sick, like, have you seen him?
What? Yeah. No, I was just telling Will, like, every time I see him, I'm like, oh, God, no.
He's on 1 HP.
Yeah.
Dude, he's on 1 HP right now.
Did you see the press
one,
conference?
He's one hit.
Did you watch the press conference where he's like, oh God, it was where they question his mental.
He's like, I'm not old. I'm not old, Jack. Yeah, president of Mexico.
He's literally at the point now where he says more things that are sequiturs to the points he's making than points he's making.
Yeah.
If you timed his speech, I bet the majority of the speech is Mexico.
He has a lot of goofs and gaffes. And people are always like, sound as Trump. And it's like, yeah, but Trump is insane and he's narcissistic. But at least, like, he demonstrates the basic level of mental competence that you have to have.
I would trust Trump to drive a car. I would not trust Joe Biden to drive a car right now.
Yeah.
I'm not even... That's
if
not
you
even,
are
in
the passenger seat of Joe Biden's car, you're buckling the belt and you're praying to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. Joe Biden's the only person worse than Austin is driving.
If I had to get on a California highway with Joe Biden, I'm filling out a will first.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't trust him to drive a car, trust him to fucking drive the government.
Yep.
Which I don't. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not like one guy anyway. Blah, blah, it's never blah, blah, blah. Been. Like, it's not like
is this
one...
where I get off, Joe? That's oncoming traffic.
Yeah, yeah. It's never like one guy that's running the show anyway. But like, it is getting ridiculous, and people know it. But we don't talk about politics.
Speaking of cars, I watched a car accident happen in slow motion. It was so infuriating. I sat there and I was sitting at this. I was at this breakfast place and I was looking out into the parking lot. And an older woman was backing up, and a car was right here.
Oh.
And the car was laying on the horn. Like, just nonstop. And the woman that was backing out couldn't hear it, and she was just backing out in slow motion. People were running, waving their hands, trying
Why
to
didn't
stop.
The other person
but the
up?
Other car didn't have anywhere else to go. And so they had to just stop, and she was like, no, no. No, and the older woman just plowed right into the car, and I was like, "Oh my God! If that was me, I would have lost my mind. Yeah. I don't know what I would have done."
Euthanization,
huh?
Euthanizer.
Yeah, that's what I would have done.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
No, of course I wouldn't have killed.
You're not allowed.
An older
you're
woman.
Not allowed to drive a car
at an older age. Yeah, no, I think
shouldn't.
So. Yeah, no, I
you
agree.
You need. You need to demonstrate competence. It's crazy.
I think everybody should have to retake driver's license.
Yeah, 100%. And there are plenty of places that do that. Like in Japan, they do that. Plenty of places they do that. We just have a very weird attitude about cars in America where we're like, did you order something? Did you order food?
Yes. Is it here?
It just got here.
Is it my coffee?
Yeah, it's your coffee. I forgot. I actually, oh my God, I think I forgot somebody's coffee.
You forgot.
Is it going to be Will's? Because Will was like, don't forget my coffee.
No, he didn't ask for coffee.
Yeah, he did.
No, I
went on a long diatribe about how I need.
Door's
coffee.
Open.
No.
Hold it's on. Open.
Wait, that's not me.
Yes, it is.
No, because, oh yeah, it is.
Right. Kaya's got it.
It said
Kaya's
2 minutes.
Door's open. You can come inside.
Stop yelling. You need to work on your tone.
Oh my God.
I'm yelling so that
Cutie,
you can
have
me.
My coffee.
What?
You forgot both our coffees.
I got his cold brew. Wish me luck latte.
No, you'll be sad.
No.
I'll get one later.
No, cutie. I tried to order it, but I didn't hit order, and then I must
it's
have
okay.
not added to the cart.
I won't forgive you, but
I tried to order it, and then I didn't. Is basically
no, cutie. You can have my omelet.
I don't want your omelet.
Okay. How about you want my coffee?
I don't drink coffee anymore except for this podcast.
Oh, well, you can have my coffee.
No, I don't. It's fine. I'll get coffee. I'm going dress shopping.
Oh, I know you did invite me.
Caroline and
go.
Sandwich, and you said you won't come.
I want to go, but I have.
Well, could your friend just come? He would hate it.
And it's just, you know.
You don't want to expose him.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already going to get enough of that on the stream rewards.
Yeah, he's going to get exposed.
Yeah, which is fine. But
you could
like,
sit him at a different table. If
no,
you want.
I don't care. I don't care that much. It's just more obvious
Throw
when we're on
the
stream. Yeah, and we're shopping together.
So it's going to happen anyway.
It is going to happen anyway.
That's true.
Wait, you actually forgot my coffee.
No, I got you a cold brew.
What is in? There's no straight cold brew there.
Wait, yeah, there. Well, hold on. I ordered you a cold brew. Hold on. Wait. Let me look.
Austin show.
Yeah, that's
which
not,
one is
it's
it?
Just not. It shouldn't have milk in it because I ordered it black. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry.
The Kyoto cold brew. I think is it a special type?
Let me look at the order here. Did I hold on? Let me take a look. Did I order it? Did it have milk in it? Yeah, son of a bitch. Oh, fuck. I meant to put no milk and I put non-fat milk. I'm such a bad multitasker.
This is why.
This was a disaster.
I'm so sorry.
Marsh, this also came like 2 hours late, too.
Marsh, you know what? Throw it away.
Don't do that.
I'll have it. Or give it to Will or whoever didn't have one.
You take it. You want the Kyoto Cobra?
Well, can I try it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll like it.
It's very strong.
Really?
Yeah.
Then I'll not be well. Oh, my God. But they wrote you're amazing on it.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
You know who's not amazing? Austin. The coffee is lying to you.
Wait.
This episode has slid off the
Do you think that they know me? Is that why they wrote you're amazing on my cup?
If they knew you, they would not. They would write the F slur.
Oh, wait, can I get a straw, Marsh?
Oh my God. I thought you had one like this. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I'm so sorry. Will turned it down. He didn't want non-fat. I was realizing
the camera is jacked up.
Will, what do you mean?
Marsh,
it slid.
Well, you know what I was realizing the other day?
Oh.
Is how much less stressful my life would be if I lived in Los Angeles.
Oh my God.
I don't.
We're not having this conversation again.
No.
Can I?
I'm not even an indulgent.
What are we
at? Can I fly with my cats like every week? Like, will they be fine?
Yes.
If I fly with them, if I put them in a little carrier.
Kaya.
Maybe a few weeks.
Cats
at a
are
time.
One of the few animals that I feel like you could fly easily with because they're
or you can leave your cats in Los Angeles.
That's true, and you could take care of my cats.
I'm wearing Spanx.
Oh my God, Hassan, could you feed my cats if I was like
absolutely not?
You kidding me? You're just gonna let my cats die?
Mm-hmm.
You sick son of a bitch,
Kaya.
He hates cats.
You know what? How about I leave him here with you? Oh my God, that's fucking
perfect.
No,
I'm already taking care of Fiona right now, too.
Like cats are easy. They just, they don't do it.
Dude, Kaya and the cats would go crazy mode. The cats would, or the other would win that war. It would be a two-front territory war, and it probably would be the cats winning at the end of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
lay down.
No.
I'm wearing Spanx, and I just had a wedgie that, like, literally hurt my soul.
Thank you for Queen. That's the greatest of wedgies.
I know, but I had to go like this, and I said sorry, and then Austin was talking the whole time, and I was trying to explain to the camera that I was picking not even my ass, I'm picking my lower
back.
Cause it's like a thong spank, but the thong goes like all the way up to like mid back. It's awful. They shouldn't do that.
Thank you for revealing this information to us. This is wonderful.
Wait, but doesn't it need to go up to the mid back for the Spanx portion of the Spanx to take hold?
No. I feel like a thong is like the strip of fabric, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that should just be in your ass crack. You don't need it to go all the way up. Just turn it into Spanx up top. Because it turns up to, I got a big butt. It turns into Spanx right here instead of like down here.
So then you just get these probably weird, to crazy hide wedges. The line.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I guess that's what they're for. But I had to wear Spanx so I could go dress shopping. But do you guys think this is a pretty dress? Can I show it to you?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll send it to you. Yeah, because
say
I don't
yes
know
to the dress.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I want your guys' opinions on this dress. I went preemptive shopping yesterday to see if I'd see anything I liked.
Preload the dress shopping.
And I'm trying not to wear black because all I ever do is wear black. But
me too.
I might still wear black.
Black is the way.
But you guys are my best girlfriends, so what do you think of that?
Oh, wow.
It's like green.
Nice.
I like that.
Or I have this in many different colors.
It's kind of got like a little flapper element to it.
Mm. Yeah. I thought maybe it would be nice.
Did you see the girl recreate Taylor's dress with a bed sheet, a piece of corrugated paper, and
that's so funny, no?
And duct tape.
I feel like that's a very cutie coded thing to do.
That's funny.
She like nailed it too.
Marsha sent you more dresses. Yeah. No, you're fine. Marsha apologized. That made me feel bad. So I have that, or
Oh, what? You're really looking to go green. Oh, I like
that. Wow. I think I might get the black one, but then I got other color options.
I don't like that green as much. I like the black one better.
Really?
Oh, but you don't like black.
Well, no, I love black.
Ooh, that's sexy.
But should I just do the black?
Ooh, I like the black one the best.
Black is the color of my energy always.
Me too.
I think black is so... I'm going to wear black.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess...
Do they have a red? Like a dark red?
Maybe. I don't know. I only took pictures of those ones.
That might be better.
Really? I don't know what colors I can wear. How do you learn? I just wear black all the time.
I think it's the best. You don't need anything else.
I think wear a lot of black. What else would look good on you is blue.
What color blue?
Oh my God. Wait. This is something that I've been meaning to do for the longest time.
The Princess Diaries makeover.
No.
Oh.
There is a there is a thing that they do in Korea that you can pay for.
Oh, colors.
Yeah, the color thing where you go to like a specialist and they have like every color or so many different colors and they basically put them up next to your like skin tone, next to your hair color and whatnot. And they tell you, like, I forget what it's called. It's like a color lab or something. Where they basically tell you what color palettes work with your skin tone, with your hair, depending on your mood.
I'd be nervous to do that.
Yeah, it's color analysis. Yes. And I've been meaning to do that stream for the longest time.
I'd be nervous to do that.
What?
What if you get shitty colors? What if they're like, you're oh my God, brown.
I know.
You're all, brown is.
I can't wear yellow.
Or they're just like, oh my God, plum.
But
the point is they would look good. Yeah, that's the whole point.
But they'd look good on you.
You would wear plum with all your outfits? Fuck that.
You don't have
shit.
To do it with all your outfits. And they give you they give you a variety. So that's what I want to do.
What if they didn't though? What if they're like, I'm sorry, you're only plum. Every other color, terrible.
I don't think they'll do that.
They're like, this has never happened before. Yeah. What the fuck is going on? They call up the manager.
We put on red for you and it broke the meter.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah. They're like, you can't wear anything else. It's actually illegal for you to wear anything else other than that.
I think they don't do that. I think they tell you if you're like a winter or summer.
I'm allowed to have my phobias too.
Okay, yeah.
Cutie Cinderella.
Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. Some phobias more valid than others.
I think you'd look good in orange.
Okay.
Yes.
I think you look good in every color.
Kill yourself, Hassan.
You look good in every color. Faggot. Let's just say it. I'm not afraid to say it. I will say it.
Thank you.
I'm gonna keep being nice to you until the streamer awards, and then when that shit's over, I'm turning this fucking dial.
Don't get the light
in
green.
In the exact opposite direction.
The dark
you understand?
Green's okay. Don't get the light green. I'll be honest with you. Don't do that. You're gonna look like fucking Tinkerbell or Fern Gully or some shit.
You look beautiful in both of them. Mm. I just pictured it in my mind.
Gorgeous.
Do you think is there an after party this year?
Yes.
Nice.
I'm gonna throw Sykuno in the pool.
It'd be awesome.
I was thinking of getting fucking hammered.
I never really drink.
Sykuno's not coming.
What?
Yeah, because he's gonna be
Quackity's coming.
He didn't fill out his RCP. Quackity is coming.
Yes.
Wait, we didn't either, but we're coming.
I know.
I texted him.
But you guys.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I knew it.
You didn't. You haven't either.
I knew you did it. Immediately, I was like, I'm going to do it.
Marsh was the first one. I believe Marsh here. I really do.
I filled it out.
You filled it out.
Because
you got no fucking job. No,
excuse you.
You got no job. This is what he does. This is his busy work.
Well, fine.
This is busy work.
After that dialogue order, you have no ice to stand.
Hold on, you literally will never have a job.
In the tub is going to be my full-time job.
This is literally what he does when he's starting a fansly. When he's not at Starbucks.
Are you?
Are you actually starting a fansly?
Maybe.
No, he's not.
You're so cringe. I actually hate you.
No, I am, actually. I had a 6-hour sexy photo shoot yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Well,
so for to maintain our brand here, this will be your last episode because of that, but it's been a pleasure.
Wait, I'm not doing it. I'm not. It's been a
pleasure. Yeah, we can't have sex workers on the stream.
Wait, hold on. I'm not fucking on camera.
It
doesn't matter.
You're a sex worker.
If
now.
You showed skin your thought.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm a sex worker now?
On that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, hell yeah. Sweet.
He's adding it to his bio. He's like, I got a job. Yeah.
No, the older I get, it's like, I just need to be a slut. You know? I just need to be a fucking slut. Like that. I just need to slut it out until I can't do it anymore. Not like actually be a slut, just look like a slut. Yeah. Just fucking show as much skin as possible.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a slut by getting in a committed relationship.
Yeah, you're so slutty.
King. You know what? I wouldn't do cocaine, but if I did, it would be with you. If I need to do cocaine, I'm gonna come to you.
Where did that just come from?
Guys, I've been wanting to say that the whole show. Have you ever done cocaine?
No, I couldn't. I think I'd combust.
Anyway, what were we talking about before that I threw out everything?
Yeah.
That happens.
There is an after party and you're gonna get wasted.
Yeah, and we're gonna throw Saikono in the pool.
I'm not gonna drink because I am on my diet, nor am I gonna eat. But I'll be there.
Well, Will, you need food. Power your body.
No, I'm.
What have you been eating? Just straight chicken?
Straight chicken.
Oh, not that's good. That's the best. You need some carbs.
God, I love straight chicken.
You need some. My favorite. Like maybe not that money, but you. Need
I think
some.
I can just will myself to have.
Have you thought about? Well, have you thought about counting like your macros?
No, because counting, you only go with a safe margin. I think I'm gonna go with the dangerous.
Have you thought
margin.
About smoking cigarettes?
You are describing an eating disorder.
Yeah, I think you have an eating disorder.
No.
Not yet, but he is developing one at a rapid clip.
I just have a phobia of foods. Every time I look at food, I go, that's poison. It's killing you.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's a healthy relationship.
I mean, you're right, though. In America, that's kind of true. Everything is poison.
Don't try to normalize what he's saying.
I think he's got a healthy relationship. He's identifying that food is poison and you should not eat.
It's only a month, you guys.
My therapist would not be happy with you.
It's only a month.
All right. That'll do it for today's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed
that. The family is back, baby.
92 calendars remaining.
I didn't do my promise to play my Chick-fil-A voicemail.
No, sorry. We'll get it on the next episode. Okay.
All right.
Sorry, paying customers.
Oh, damn, guys, you're really going to... You've missed out big time.
Yeah,
on the Chick-fil-A voicemail.